You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, welcome back, and I really do mean that. Welcome back. I'm glad you're listening. We've been talking about Scripture, the Bible, how we're commanded not to add to it, take away from it, and how that's one of the biggest sins of Christianity, and how they don't believe things like Jesus said, Matthew 4:4, and he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know, they don't want to believe that. They think that some of the words that proceeded from the mouth of God, like, say, the fourth commandment, for example, we don't have to do that. It's change. It's nailed to the cross. Somehow it's switched from Saturday to Sunday. Murder. Half the people in the churches out there believe that a woman has a choice. A choice over her body, and that abortion is acceptable in some definitions. Well, you know what? She has a choice over her body. She chose to have sex or not have sex. She can make health decisions for herself, but there's more than one body inside of that belly. There are two bodies, and a choice is not murder. You can't murder a baby. And, oh, half the Christians out there believe that, like I said, it's okay. So all of these people that tell us that we don't believe every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, guess what? Let me just boil it down to this. If you hear this behind the pulpit on any of God's laws, they're lying. They are lying. Get your Bible. Pick it up and don't walk to the exit door. Run. And when you get in your car and down the road, pull over in a parking lot somewhere, open it up and see what God says. Because if the preacher is telling you and teaching you that you can ignore what God says, you're violating what it says in Deuteronomy 12:32, 4:2, Revelation 22:18, and Proverbs 30:5. You're violating and ignoring part of God's word. Now, Romans 15:4 tells us, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and the comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. What was Paul talking about here? What the things written before were for our learning? Folks, it's the Old Testament. It's the only Bible that was in existence in the first century, the Old Testament. As time went on, yes, the New Testament was written, and it is part of Scripture. But why do we think it's okay to ignore the Bible that Jesus, Paul, and all of the disciples read? That was Scripture. It's inspired by God, and it will make us wise and faithful. 2 Timothy 3:15, that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that if the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. If you ignore the Old Testament, you're not fully equipped. Here's where you can learn about it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.